The Director General of GBC, William Ampendako, says the constitutional provision that empowers the National Media Commission to safeguard the interest of the media has helped in promoting public service broadcasting in Ghana. Mr. Ampendako, was speaking on BBC's Network Africa program, emphasized that the role of public service broadcasting is aimed fundamentally at national development.
I believe the state broadcaster should first and foremost do things that will bring about national unity and cohesion. The national broadcaster should ensure that the programming aims at development and the well-being of the people.
How easy is it for the state broadcasters to distance themselves from the government?
I think it's very easy. Article 163 of the Constitution clearly says that the National Media Commission should insulate the state broadcaster from any political or governmental interference.
On Ghana's strides in agriculture, Mr. Ampendako said GBC sensitization programs have gone a long way to boost food production.
We have some agric programs on both radio and television, which educate the farmers on proper ways of tilling the soil. And also even we have a certain advert which runs during the rainy season, encouraging people to do backyard gardening and farming. And I believe the response from Ghanaians have been very good to that advert done by Ghana Broadcasting Corporation as a public service.
And these changes in climate, how do you educate the people as to when is the best time to plant?
We have a 5-minute slot on our television. That's the weather. The weatherman comes around to give directives on when to plant and preservation. They teach all those things on a 5-minute program after our major bulletins.
Mr. Ampendako said broadcasting in the country has improved over the years, especially in the case of the public service broadcaster. He said public service broadcasting globally is losing audience largely because it is guided by protecting the public good in its programming.
The major challenge is the transition from state broadcaster to public service broadcaster. The issue is that people who are in policy making positions don't understand what public service broadcasting is about. And for that reason, they think it's like the days gone by when the political party or the government should be in control. It's not right to run a propaganda for the government, because the media should be the bulwark against the government and actually the watchdog on the government, but not to be the vuvuzela of any government. We propagate government policies, but not as a propaganda. If the government wants to do a census, the public service broadcaster, we use our media to propagate what the government is doing for everybody to get on board. But we don't do propaganda for any government.
Doesn't the government lean on you to say what they want the public to hear?
Not at all. The editorial opinion is decided by my head of news and current affairs. Even I don't have much influence on what goes on air. Is the editorial room which decides what should go on there. I believe over a period of time, if I'm to assess, I'll say that we've seen a lot of improvements in the way the public service broadcaster does its job.
Why are you losing audiences?
Because it's a global phenomenon. Public service broadcasting, even though it's in the situation, but the target group for some of the programs may not be interesting to a whole chunk of viewers or audiences.
That was the Director General of GBC, William Ampendako, talking to BBC's Paul Vinha on their Network Africa program.